The next patient is Jennifer Thompson. The last name is Thompson. Jennifer, Gennifer. This is the clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Lim, Lima, India, Mike, Lim, who was referred to this office because of the presence of selective proteinuria, period. The patient has a 30-plus year history of arterial hypertension and a history of diabetes mellitus that has a little more than 5 years, period. The patient seems to have problems with medications in the sense that she develops persistent nausea and sometimes vomiting associated to the pill intake. Period. As a consequence, the compliance with the medications that have been prescribed has not been the best. Period. The patient has a BMI that is 34, which is more than 50 pounds over her ideal weight. And after a lengthy discussion of the diet, I explained to the patient that if we are not obtaining good results with the current diet, she's going to have dire consequences, period. Discussion of the diet and the reason behind the diet was done. Information was given in the written fashion. Suggestions were also discussed. It is imperative that the patient follows a diet that is with a limited carbohydrate intake, a low sodium, a fluid restriction, in order to be able to control the diabetes mellitus, control the hyperfiltration, and most important, prevent further deterioration of the condition. Period. The patient is not a candidate for the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, because of the tendency to develop a hypernatremia, hyperkalemia. Period. In time, that would be ideal in her case, because it's a medication that is going to prevent neoproliferation and is going to help the proteinuria. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The diabetes mellitus has been without adequate control, despite of the fact that the patient doesn't comply with the medications that has been prescribed by Dr. Lim. Period. The SGLT2 inhibitor is the choice for her. The prescription was given. The patient has the medication at home but she has not started. Period. The patient was explained about the mechanism of action and why, especially in the presence of arterial hypertension, is indicated, period. I suggested to take one tablet every other day to start with and work her way in up until she's able to take one tablet every day. Period. The patient says that at times she's able to tolerate the metformin, but she's not taking it. Period. I hope that the patient sees some improvement with the change in the lifestyle, and later on we will be able to adjust the medication prescription, period. Following number hyperlipidemia, the patient is treated with Crestor, and she has been following the recommendations. Arterial hypertension that is out of control, I hope that by cutting the sodium to less than 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours, the fluid restriction and the administration of Farxiga, she will be able to get a better blood pressure control. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. The patient has a history of two stents. Following number, a coronary artery disease in the latter part of 2021, the patient was experiencing symptoms of profuse sweating and weakness. The patient was referred to the cardiologist. A cardiac catheterization was done, and segmental disease was found in several coronary arteries. If we don't control the above-mentioned parameters, this is going to progress to a serious problem. Period. The echocardiogram already shows abnormal left ventricular diastolic filling and an ejection fraction remains 60 to 65%. Period, we are going to follow this patient in a couple of months, and we hope that she follows our recommendation, period. Thanks a lot for your kind referral, period. Paragraph, I invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral note with the laboratory workup, 30 minutes with the face-to-face, and 9 minutes in the documentation.